San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, June 12th, 2022. Today's lesson is Loving This Body with Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Core. Good morning and welcome. I am thrilled to be here today. It is such a beautiful morning, this gentle breeze and the bright sun, and yet here we are in the shade, in the nice shade. So for 2022, our annual theme has been Living Everyday Wonder. And that has been a thrilling theme, an annual theme, because we get to always remember, no matter what else, that we are in the midst of wonder and mystery and magic and miracles. That's what our life is. That's what this world is. And for June, our theme is body. And if you think about body, what on earth could we talk about the body? Well, lots of things. One of the things we can remember is that the body is the temple of the living God. That the body, though it is the body that's a temple, it is the mind that is the door. And last week, I talked about how to treat your body like a temple, like the temple that it is. And to remember that a temple is a place devoted to a special purpose. So when we think about our bodies as the temple of the divine, our bodies are devoted to a special purpose of being the infinite presence of the divine. Dr. Dennis Merritt Jones, who's a religious science minister, and he's an author and a musician, he wrote something that I thought was just brilliant. He has these brilliant gems. If you ever read any of his books, you might want to either have a highlighter with you or have a notebook next to you. Dr. D wrote, "Your body is the device with which your soul touches the earth. Treat it well. Your body is the device with which your soul touches the earth. Treat it well." And we think our soul is within the body, but the soul and the body are also one. They are one that is the divine. The manifest universe, everything that is the body of God. That is in our Declaration of Beliefs. On the back cover of your program, it says, "We believe in God, the living spirit almighty, one, indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause." And that I tell us every week. It goes on, "This one manifests itself in and through all creation, but is not absorbed by its creation." The manifest universe is the body of God. It is the logical and necessary outcome of the infinite self-knowingness of God. The self-knowingness of God. I want to share with you the Hopi creation story as we consider that this body that we have is the manifest universe of God. It's the manifest creation of God. C- creation said, I want to hide something from the humans until they are ready for it. It is the realization that they create their own reality. The eagle said, give it to me. I will take it to the moon. The creator said, no, one day they will go there and find it. The salmon said, I will bury it on the bottom of the ocean. The creator said, no, they will go there too. The buffalo said, I will bury it on the great plains. The creator said, they will cut into the skin of the earth and find it even there. Grandmother, who lives in the breast of Mother Earth and who has no physical eyes but sees with spiritual eyes, said, put it inside them. And the creator said, it is done. Put it inside them. Ernest Holmes talked about having the divine inside of us. In the Science of Mind textbook that he wrote, on pages 36 and 37, is a section called The Seed of Perfection is Hidden Within. He writes, this original life is infinite. It is good. It is filled with peace. It is the essence, it is of the essence of purity. It is the ultimate of intelligence. It is power. It is law. It is life. It is in us. In the inner sanctuary of our own nature, hidden perhaps from objective gaze, nestles the seed, perfection. In our ignorance of the truth, we have misused the highest power we possess. And so great is this power, so complete is our freedom in it, so absolute the domain of law through it, that the misuse of this power has brought upon us the very conditions from which we suffer. We are bound because we are first free. The power which appears to bind us is the only power in the universe which can free us. This is why Jesus summed up his whole philosophy in this simple statement. It is done unto you as you believe. The great teacher looked so deeply into nature that she revealed her fundamental simplicity to him. That believe and that as symbolize heaven and hell. And so we suffer not because suffering is imposed upon us, but because we are ignorant of our true nature. It has been hidden inside us. In our journal for this year, the Living Everyday Wonder Journal, the affirmation for today is, I delight in the wonder of my body and treat it kindly. I delight in the wonder of my body and treat it kindly. And we do. We absolutely do. One of the other things that we have on the back of our program is the ninth statement of our Declaration of Principles. It says, we believe in the healing of the sick through the power of this mind, through the one mind of God. And we do, because we have to remember that when the divine is absolutely everything, then everything is perfect. Everything is the seed of perfection. As creation put it in our poem, I want to hide something from the humans until they are ready for it. It is the realization that they create their own reality. In Living the Science of Mind, another book by Ernest Holmes, he goes into detail about what each one of these statements in a Declaration of Principles means to him, and so that we can look at it and say, well, yeah, I believe that, or no, maybe not. Because one thing that Ernest Holmes always taught us was, don't take my word for it. Prove it to yourself. So on pages 98 and 99, he wrote, "We believe in the healing of the sick through the power of this mind. We call this thing spiritual mind healing." That's the terminology we have for affirmative prayer. "Spiritual mind healing has long since passed the experimental stage, and we now know why it is that faith has performed miracles. We live in a universe of pure, unadulterated spirit, of perfect being. We are, as Emerson said, in the lap of an infinite intelligence. There's a spiritual prototype of perfection at the center of everything. There's a divine pattern at the center of every organ in the physical body. Our body is some part of the body of God. It's a manifestation of the Supreme Spirit. In the practice of spiritual mind healing, we start with this simple proposition: God is perfect. God is all there is. God includes man. Spiritual man is a divine being as complete and perfect in essence as is God. When in thought, in contemplation, in imagination, in inward feeling, we consciously return to the source of our being, the divine pattern which already exists, springs forth into newness and manifestation. When we clear the consciousness, that is the whole mental life, both conscious and subjective, of discord, we are automatically healed. When we clear the consciousness of discord, we are automatically healed. So what kind of discord do we have? Today's talk is loving this body, right? So, what are the kind of things that we do that are not loving of our body? We wake up in the morning, we get up, we look in the mirror, we go, oh. We don't look in the mirror and say, wow, you look great with your hair all messed up. Those wrinkles in your face from the pillowcase are just so great. What we do, most people, what they do is they go, okay, I'm up. Now, what can I do today? Not how is my body going to support me today, but what do I have to keep from doing because my body won't support me? Because I'm too short, I'm too tall, I'm too fat, I'm too thin, I'm not smart enough. I don't know how to cook, I don't know how to this. All these, you know, I'd like to go for a run, but, you know, if I start running, I'm going to faint from the heat or from not enough air. All the different things that people naturally look at their bodies as less than, as not good enough. as unsupportive of what we want. If you have a copy of the Living the Science of Mind book, there's a section on page 333 that says, do not condemn yourself naturally. The Science of Mind textbook is much deeper explanation. It is a textbook. Living the Science of Mind are little talks that Ernest Holmes gave, little essays that he wrote, articles that he wrote for the Science of Mind magazine. So he has cool little things in there like, do not condemn yourself. Man is God made manifest. If we are condemning ourselves, who are we really condemning? We're condemning God, which is, you know, if you have an arbitrary judgmental God, like some people claim is in the Old Testament, that's not a good idea. You might upset that God. But if you remember that man is God made manifest, that the manifest universe is the body of God, then we realize that we are being silly and ignorant in condemning ourselves, because we are that gift of life, that gift of wholeness, that love that God is. The icon for today's lesson is a nice pink square that says, hating your body will never get you as far as loving it will. Hating your body will never get you as far as loving it will. And, you know, it's just kind of like so obvious. I almost didn't choose that for the icon. And then I thought, of course I should, because the things that are the most obvious are the things that we take for granted and forget to remember. We want to remember that love is the power and fear is the absence of the consciousness of love. Fearing that our body will not support us, looking at our body as something to be looked down upon or compared to another, doesn't help us at all. There is no comparison one body to another, because there is no comparison one God to another. There is only one God. Each of us are a part of this wholeness. And so if we truly feel that presence of love that God is, then we are loving ourselves, each other, the world, the universe, all as one. We can think that we're not following through on love, in love, as love. But the bottom line is, it's who we are, it's what we are. And when we stop trying to talk ourselves out of being who we are, we can rejoice in that. No matter what we think is wrong with our body, or out of alignment with our body, or is a discord, when we clear the consciousness of discord, we are automatically healed. Because healing is the revealing of the truth. And the truth is, we are perfect, whole, and complete. We are divine. I saw a little blurb. It said, 1 minute of anger weakens the immune system for 4 to 5 hours. 1 minute of laughter boosts the immune system for 24 hours. There is no anger in the divine. It is a human emotion. You'll remember from our talk last month on emotions, anger isn't even a primary emotion. It's a secondary emotion based on loss or sadness. So yeah, we want to jump through these hoops, come up with these emotions, and then dig down into secondary emotions and realize that 1 minute of anger weakens our immune system for 4 to 5 hours. A lot of people that are angry in their life also seem to have a lot of health challenges. And having those health challenges also makes them angry. But if we can get somebody to start laughing, to do something silly, then they will start to feel better. And they don't understand that it's related to the laughter. Because 1 minute of laughter, you know, laughing for a minute is a long time. But that boosts our immune systems for 24 hours. There was a kids show on I believe it was when my grandkids were little. It was called Teletubbies. And one of the things that Teletubbies had was this like sunshine face of a baby laughing. And I would sit there and watch that show just to laugh with the baby. Because laughter is contagious. In the Daily Word from, I think it was January of last year, I cut this out and taped it onto my page, so I'm not exactly sure. It says, "Vitality and well-being are mine. My body is blessed with the ability to heal itself throughout my life. The infinite intelligence of spirit guides the processes of my body and brings about well-being and vitality. Through this intelligent process, my body is renewed and I feel invigorated and restored. I spend my time in prayer daily, blessing every aspect of my being. I take time to release and let go of limiting thinking and habits that would block the flow of good. Attuned to the divine life within, I direct healing energy to every organ, tissue, and cell. I affirm silently or aloud, my natural state is one of wholeness. I now claim vitality and well-being." So place your hand over your heart. And repeat after me. My natural state is one of wholeness.
My natural state is one of wholeness.
I now claim vitality and well-being.
I now claim vitality and well-being.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so just breathe. It's your natural state. It's your natural state. Your body is always an effect. It is never a cause. God is the first cause. And the manifest universe is the body of God. When something is manifest, it is the effect. It is the effect. So our bodies are the effect of the divine. Ernest Holmes wrote about that too. You know, being the founder of religious science and the author of so many books on science of mind, he had a lot to say on a lot of things. And I'm grateful for that. I am. He has an entire chapter in the Science of Mind textbook called Body. Yeah, Body. On page 99, he writes, "Body is always an effect, never a cause. Perhaps the human body is an exact counterpart of an invisible body, which is non-material as we now understand matter and physical form. The physical body is evolved for the purpose of allowing consciousness to function on this plane." Now remember what Dr. D said, your body is the device with which your soul touches the earth. Treat it well. The body is necessary to this plane, since only through a physical body can we properly function here. When the body is no longer a fit instrument, the soul deserts it and continues to function on another plane. What is he saying? He's not saying we die. He's saying the body is necessary to this plane. Because we need a body here to function in this three-dimensional world here on Earth. But the body is also temporary. The physical body is temporary. Ernest says, "To say that the body is unreal is a mistake. It is real, but is an effect, not an entity. It may yet be proven that the mind completely controls the body, and that the body is but a reflection of the mind. In no way would this contradict the reality of the body, nor the experience of pain and sickness, but it might help in an understanding of these experiences. While we may affirm that the body is not a thing of itself, we cannot say there is no body. The simplest way to think of body is to realize that it is the objective manifestation of a subjective mind and consciousness. And if we are to be well and happy, not only the body, but the mind also must be peaceful and harmonious." Our mind, our thoughts are things, and our thoughts create the experiences that we have. So I would like you to do something very, very important. Empty your hands for a moment. Put them together like this, like a prayer in front of you, right? Now turn so that the back of one hand is to your face. And kiss the back of your hand. And say, "I love you." Now turn so the other palm, the other back of your hand is facing your face. And kiss it. Say, "I love you too." And now take both hands, put them on your shoulders like you're hugging yourself. Say, "I love this body." Amen. And so it is. So thank you for your time, for your attention, for your presence, your loving presence, and for loving the body in which you live. Namaste.